Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Gattune, and this is TechNorry Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting across from me, major TechNorry fans. We communicate often on Twitter, as do you two, apparently. And we'll get to that story. But also, as just in general, big TechNorry fans have been to a bunch of TechNorry showcases, which is how we met. So it's very cool to actually have you guys in here. Arne Logan and Brett Haas, right?
Hi, guys.
Yes. Yay.
Yes. And the company, which I'm going to do my best, Peepodicity.
Yes.
Peepodicity.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you for having us on. Yes.
Wow. I didn't screw it up. Holy cow. This is amazing. This is like a great day. Great start. Okay. So anyway, let's get to the good stuff. You guys met on Twitter?
Yeah.
So you guys started a business together, and you met on Twitter and started a business together. How long? How much longer later than that?
We met, actually, it's a few days ago from when we're recording this. So on the 7th of May in 2014, something came through on my timeline. I just happened to look at it, and it was a kids' science-y magazine thing. And I thought, who's doing that? So I kind of looked online, and it was this guy, Brett Haas. I didn't even know what he looked like. He had a really weird picture at the time. His avi was really odd. That should be saying something, shouldn't it? But yeah, we met, and I just kind of started talking about it. In fact, if you're on Twitter, you can look at the pinned tweet. I've put the picture up there right now. And ironically, in that conversation, we talked about science, kids, co-founding, products. We had no idea what we were going to do. So
yeah, and where it kind of started was I had this idea for a show, kind of like TechNorry. Interesting, TechNorry Live. But exploring some things in startup culture. And we, you know, I had a then kind of co-founder that was based in London. We had done some filming over there, and we needed a producer. And, you know,
suddenly I get
one
this
thing
DM
after the other. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a producer in London. Perfect. Exactly what we needed. So, you know, I let my, you know, then co-founder know, hey, I think we found, you know, potentially somebody that we could interview and kind of talk through this whole idea with and, you know, take it to the next level. But you looked at it, and what happened then? You looked at the idea.
Oh, my gosh. I looked at the stuff they'd shot. And I just kind of just threw it out because I said, oh, your presenter's talking all over your footage. You can't do that. You're going to have to reshoot stuff, blah, blah, blah. But then we started talking about things that we were interested in personally, which was to do with science, technology, engineering, maths, and getting kids excited about these subjects. So we started talking a bit like that. And then we suddenly realized, you know what? Actually, we've got a lot in common, wanting to do essentially the same thing. Shall we found a company together? So that's how we managed to found Peepodicity. Mm-hmm. And we founded that probably by September 2015.
That is awesome. That is like, we've had a million crazy stories, I feel like. I think that one just took the cake. Like maybe Twitter, they're like the Twitter 2.0 ends up being like Tinder for businesses.
Something like that.
Yeah. Just DM people like, hey, I don't know. Do you want to start a company? What the hell? Let's do it.
It's a great open platform. I know a lot of people are down on Twitter, but it is a great platform for reaching out.
I don't know how the hell they're going to make money, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's I like the fact that you can, but I don't understand a lot of the people, the big time people who don't have like DM available. I know that it's like, you don't want people sending you random. It's not like you actually check it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the idea that you could connect with someone like Chris Sacca has a DM available on his. I hope people don't just bomb his DM now because of that. But like, you know, he has a DM available. You can like actually write him things, and sometimes he writes back. It's kind of cool. I don't know. I just like Twitter. I think it's
accessibility is important. I think when you have, you know, I think you and I both kind of don't like snobbery or whatever, elitism on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like to be able to reach out to people and
we like,
you know,
to talk to people. Anyone that talks to us.
Well, that's very clear.
Bigger, small. Yeah.
Obviously.
Is that really?
Well, I mean,
you know that because we've been following each other.
Yeah, you guys follow us on Twitter, and I get messages from you guys on Twitter too. So it's very cool. So I guess, you know, now from the story, let's talk about the company itself. Like, what did you guys build and where are you at now, and how have you built a company? Sometimes I feel like it's easier with complete strangers, to be able to build something together and be like, you know what? Like, I trust you. I trust this vision. I trust what we're trying to do here versus like me who started a company way back when with friends and was like, oh, you're an idiot. And I can't believe I started a company with you. Now I don't trust anything you're doing. You're still an idiot. And that's what happened, roughly.
But isn't that the story sometimes and all? I mean, you have hits and misses in startup land, right?
Well, yeah, that's just life, I think, at the end of the day. But, yeah, let's talk about how, you know, what the company is, how it works, and how you guys have been able to build this from sort of, you know, it seems like in a cloud, more or less, like the way it started anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I can give it a shot. So we put our collective ideas together and started coming up with some brand concepts, you know, out of Peepitacity. And one of those brands is we're wearing the shirt for it right now. It's Augmentify It.
Nice. Somebody stand up, get that shot in there. Yeah.
Get that shot. Just get the shot, please.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. There's a picture
of it. In fact, you can get the
Yeah, you can get the back shot.
There you go.
360
I just got to do it. All right.
Why not?
So
you gave us the chance.
Hey, you have to.
So, and you know, we had some kind of brilliant ideas, and we looked at which ones were the kind of the big, the ideas we could start quickly and move on fast. We tabled some, you know, which are definitely future ideas. Mm-hmm. And you know, they kind of factor into our future plans. But we ran with this one, but that was only after we had won the RF Appathon in London.
Yeah, there was so we set up the company in September 2015, and because Twitter is the source of all of our kind of knowledge and leads, yeah. I think. I really feel it. And I saw something kind of running through the stream that University College London was having a competition called the Rosalind Franklin Appathon to create an idea for an app to empower women in STEM with an extra M, so science, technology, engineering, maths, and medicine. So I said to Brett, hey, we've just set up this company. Wouldn't it be really good to get into the six finalists? I said, that's our target. Right now, we're going to get into the final six. So we kind of put forward our application, went, pitched, did everything, and we won it, which yeah. I didn't expect because we just set up a company.
We just wanted to be top six. I don't want to win the thing.
Just like, yeah. I just want to be top six for the marketing opportunity. But it was amazing. So we won it. And we kind of to and fro a little bit. We've probably got to do it a bit more as we kind of, after finishing kind of launching this, with one of the judges from Google, who's been really helpful with us. And that will be out either towards the end of the year or the beginning of next year. And that's called Amazing STEM Trailblazers. And we basically pitched a game for kids because we were doing kid stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a game for seven-year-olds, boys and girls. It's a maze game. And it features 50 female STEM role models, past and present. And we kind of did a call out to present ones, you know, sent them an email. And they all came back going, yes, yes, we'd like to be involved. And that's the game, and we've kind of there are kind of other extensions that might go with it. We've had interest to extend even mm-hmm. that brand, but we are going to release that later because we were messing around with tech, and we just wanted to get augmented reality out because everything was going that way, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is Augmentify It.
So the general gist of everything, though, here is that you find a way to create very unique content that attracts more people to STEM,
yep.
STEM related things,
yes.
and obviously there's like a slide that trying to make, you know, obviously it's important to get more females involved in STEM as a
sure.
as kind of a side thing, and then kids in general. And I feel like, are you your is it worldwide? Is it nation? Like what? Obviously in London as well, or probably started there, I guess. So probably definitely in London.
Yeah.
You know, where are you guys working primarily? And what are like the main things you're seeing as a result of this? Like now that you've been doing it for a year, have you seen people like actually catch on to the content and be like, wow, this is a really cool experience and I am attracted, I want to learn more? Or, you know, I guess what's the response been? Obviously good because you're winning lots of awards.
We've had a lot of positive feedback, and obviously Augmentify It, it's been sitting in test flight in the App Store since about December, and we've had a lot of people kind of using it and kind of having a very structured kind of beta on it. And it will be out for everyone probably within kind of a few weeks, hopefully, fingers
yeah.
crossed.
June.
And so far, yeah, the response has been great because there's a lot of augmented reality apps out there. But Augmentify is the one augmented reality app that is solely focused on bringing science, technology, engineering, and maths to life. Mm-hmm. It is the first one
yeah.
to bring them all to life. And in the UK, I'm a STEM ambassador for a charity called STEM Learning. And that means I go into schools as well and work with teachers to kind of get kids excited about science. And our focus at Peepitacity is getting primary age kids, so about 3 to 11-year-olds, because we think you should start really young.
Yeah.
And the thing about the Amazing STEM Trailblazers app was that even though it features female STEM role models, it is targeted at boys and girls because we think you should start the conversation young. Boys, very young, should learn that girls can do science as well, because then in the future, girls will be able to do science and not feel like they're being excluded, like boys kind of will have the same attitude. Yes, girls can do science, and that will make girls kind of feel they can do science as well. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a similar approach to how we kind of take the things. It's like you just want to make people stop seeing it as different, and a natural thought is like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah,
I
don't, it's not pushing one thing or the other. It's just saying anybody can be a scientist or an engineer or whatever.
Yeah. But yes, globally is the correct kind of thing. I'm going to just kind of...
Yeah, and you're here this week because of the transatlantic conference with the British American Business Council.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of the events we're attending here. I don't know if you know Tom Stevens.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, and that's, you know, running a company that's a startup that's already a global, you know, transatlantic company is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So. Very cool. Awesome. Well, we'll have to get you guys on the stage at Technori so you can kind of share more when you guys have the
We would love to.
We'll
figure
it out.
Thanks.
But we'll figure this out. This has been awesome checking in with you guys. We'll keep up with you on Twitter. Where do people go to follow you guys on Twitter? And where can they go to follow? Like, I feel like the rest of your lives are going to be like laid out on Twitter. So where can people follow you exactly to watch your day-to-day life as you move through the world?
You want to go?
Sure. I'm at Brett, my first name, Brett, the number 7, and the word 3 spelled out, Three.
At Brett 73.
At Brett 73, yep.
And I'm at Arani Logan, which is Ahranilogan. Peepodicity is at Peepodicity. And Augmentifyit is out there as well, at Augmentifyit. So that's a good one to follow.
Which
so
one of you guys is the out. Who's Peepodicity and who's
so
Augmentifyit?
And Trailblazers is also there, but at the moment I hold the...
Are you holding the key?
The Twitter power.
All
right.
Yeah. Very cool. Yep. This is awesome. Yep. I hope people check it out. And if nothing else, I can tell you just as a follower of you two, it's fun to see the back and forth. So I hope people go and check it out just to watch the life, I guess.
The comedy.
A bit of comedy and a bit of weirdness.
It's people's lives literally on Twitter. It's amazing. This has been great. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Scott, for having
us. Of course.
Thanks a lot.
You can watch this episode of more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us and them on Facebook and Twitter, particularly Twitter, at Technori, or follow me on Twitter, at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.